Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension. Raising our frequencies to the vibration of light. Ascension is the awakening. And whether or not you're conscious of the frequency change, everything and everyone will ascend on some level. I'm Elaine Marie, and during the next half hour, I'll be serving up a light but nourishing menu of spiritual insight, meditation, and music to help you heal and find your strength, to be here now as you raise your vibration to the fifth dimension. Welcome to Light Lunch. July 4th was Independence Day in the United States, so today I am going to speak to you about freedom, about living authentically, and breaking free from the expectations of others. We'll also do a Light Lines gratitude writing session, so please have your pen and paper ready. Here in the United States, we show our patriotism by proudly flying American flags to celebrate our independence from England. It is a message of unity, for no matter how you feel about the state of our nation today, it did take a lot of gumption for our ancestors to stand up to the authorities and say, "Hey, I'm not happy with the way things are going on around here, and I demand a really big change." In the Declaration of Independence, which was adopted by the Continental Congress on July 4, 1776, this powerful statement was included in the historical document. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." It takes tremendous courage to be a patriot, to be thought a traitor by some and a hero by others. Lightworkers understand this, because when you are a patriot of the light, your motives are frequently scrutinized. So we often hide this self-evident truth for fear of ridicule and rejection. I am a lightworker, but I haven't always lived my truth. At 19, I could no longer reside in an unhealthy, dysfunctional environment, and so I traveled thousands of miles away to a city where no one knew me. My personal baggage was heavy, consisting of poor self-esteem, no faith, and greatly suspicious of everyone and their motives. So whenever the topic of family came up, I'd tell little white lies to help mask my pain and my distress. Lies served as my protective armor. Here's what I learned about lying. All that covering up will make you sick, and it's just not worth it. Even if I had decided to leave the country, assume a new identity, and try to outrun and hide from the truth, it would still have been a losing battle. Truth is always hidden in plain sight because you lock eyes on it every time you see your reflection in the mirror. How many times have you felt like a victim because you relinquished your inalienable rights just to appease others? Devoting a lifetime to gaining public approval is like taking a ride on a carousel and never stopping to catch your breath to realize how dizzy your life has become. In my own life, I've played the victim role to the hilt, supported by an abusive cast of assorted friends and family members who never tired of an encore. It took me many years before I understood that the world is filled with new audiences, so there will always be varying opinions about me and my performances. So how do you break free and start living your authentic life? After a musical break, I'll share what I've discovered. The song you just heard is America the Beautiful, performed by Douglas Spotted Eagle. And now, I'd like to share a message from a card that I have selected from the Atlantis deck by Diana Cooper, which represents the 1500-year period of Golden Atlantis, a time when people lived in great spiritual harmony and bliss. Today's card is Divine Essence, which reminds us to be true to ourselves. The Golden Atlanteans had evolved to such a high state that they were free of pretension and ego. In today's society, more and more people are coming forth to share their truths about who and why they are and what they require in their pursuit of happiness. Eventually, I did too. I learned to say no and to mean it, to stick to my decisions with no regrets. In a few cases, I had to get angry first and pull the plug on relationships because they were so unhealthy. I wished I could have had the strength to cut the toxic cords a lot sooner, but I just wasn't ready then. It's like giving up chocolate or cigarettes. Only you know when it's time. But when you are and you're successful, you're empowered because you are free. Whether you are rich or poor, famous or infamous, fat or thin, loved or shunned, educated or not, I encourage you to start telling the truth and embracing the wonderful person you are. I'm not suggesting you make an early deathbed confession to your family or expose all your misdeeds to the National Enquirer. But it is so much easier and far less complicated to allow the truth be told, regardless if it concerns your family, your romances, or your professional qualifications. My mantra these days, it is what it is. And if someone doesn't appreciate my choices, oh well. When you live authentically, you don't need anyone else's applause or approval. You are the stage manager of your life, and if you're uncertain about the scenery, you have the inalienable right to close the curtains and change it. Isn't it time you proclaimed your own Declaration of Independence? To help you find your way, here is my gift to you, a sparkly red, white, and blue freedom meditation. Close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. Imagine you are outside in the night holding 3 sparklers. Take the first sparkler and light it until it becomes a sizzling red star. Breathe in the color red, and as you do, breathe in strength and courage. Breathe out the color red and release any fears you may have about living an authentic life. Breathe in red. Breathe out red. Breathe in red. Breathe out red. Now, light the second sparkler. This sparkler becomes a beacon of twinkling white light. Breathe in the color white and breathe in peace. Breathe out the color white and release harsh judgments from people who tell you how you are supposed to act and how you are supposed to live. Breathe in white. Breathe out white. Breathe in white. Breathe out white. Light the last sparkler, the blue one, and visualize this sparkler as your blue magic wand. Breathe in the color blue and breathe in truth. Your truth, not someone else's. Breathe out the color blue and release all lies and deception. Breathe in blue. Breathe out blue. Breathe in blue. Breathe out blue. Now, wave your red, white, and blue sparklers high and have fun. Jump, skip, laugh, rejoice, for you have declared your independence to the world. You are ready to welcome your unalienable rights, to choose your own life, to pursue your happiness, and to finally be free, to just be. If you're a new listener, Light Lines is a 5-minute writing session that I created to help uplift and honor yourself. It's about opening your heart and raising your vibrations by writing short, positive reminders about how wonderful and blessed you are. As you write your Light Lines today, I will play my heart chakra crystal singing bowl to help open your heart chakra. In a moment, you will hear the singing bowl indicating the writing session has begun. Then after 5 minutes, you will hear the meditation chimes ending the session. And our Lightline session has ended. If you're on Twitter and would like to share your gratitude to help bring more light into the world, please type in the hashtag Lightlines. I hope you enjoyed today's Light Lunch. To receive show menu updates, please click the follow button on the Within Radio page at withinradio.com. You will also find this show available on my Right Lighter channel on YouTube. To learn about my vibration raising classes and products, visit my Right Lighter virtual writing and wellness spa at rightlighter.com. Until my next Light Lunch on the 15th of the month, please remember to be kind to yourself. Love and listen to your body. Avoid negativity. Forgive everybody. And don't forget to count your blessings. Namaste.